You're such an asshole.
All right, this is going to be instructional for all future clients. This is how not to hire asshole consulting. This was incredibly laborious. The way I keep my prices down is that you follow precise instructions enumerated on my website and in the email responses I give. And this guy completely blew it all. So the first thing he does is he says, I'm a 19-year-old male looking for advice on what career path to take. Thanks. Okay. So you're already wasting my time and I'm pissed off. The price now goes up to like $40. I said, video, blah, blah, blah. Then he writes 8 pages. You dumb young motherfuckers. Get it through your fucking head. No one cares about you. No one gives a shit. And our time is incredibly fucking valuable. I know most of you young people have absolutely jack fuck all shit going on in life. And you think we want to hear your foot. Get to the motherfucker. He does not. Price goes up again. Hello, I'm a 19-year-old guy in need of help. In need of help me in regards to my career path. During my senior year of high school, my school counselor kept urging me to go. This is how he writes it. I've always been skeptical and rebellious about school, so I would always argue with her as to why I should go to college, often pointing out the fact that it was far too expensive and that I could make more money in the trees depending on the line of work I went into. Long story short, oh, you failed long time ago, motherfucker. Look, here's, I love it when I get requests from people who take too fucking long to get to the point and who make a zillion, what about this? What about that? What about paralysis analysis? OMG. It's like, should I go into nuclear engineering, physical? Blah, blah, blah. It's like, no. It doesn't matter what you go into. You're too fucking lazy, too fucking stupid, and you lack focus. You don't get to the fucking point. So even if you got your doctorate in nuclear engineering, ain't no one going to hire you, let alone keep you on, because you take too fucking long to get to the motherfucking point. And the real benefit of my consulting is to knock it off, get you guys to knock it off with this dumbass barf and spew millennial Gen Z Zoomer bullshit. What's your motherfucking point? Get to the fucking time. I do not have time. And your bosses who are in the future, whether competent or not, are going to have way more important shit going on than to wait for you to get to the fucking point. This is not a book report where you have to write a 3-page minimum book report. That's not it. What's the motherfucking point? Get to it. Long story short, she would always claim that it was the best thing for me to do. She gave me no good reason, probably because it was her job to fuck kids over and ship them off to college for our high school attendance statistics. May I add, at the time, I was aware college is great. I ignored her advice until one day a volunteer at my school happened to be an ex-mechanical engineer, took interest in me and mentored me. I was at the time planning to go to college for engineering because of my mentor. An opportunity presented itself and I was going to take it, except I didn't. I had made a realization partly thanks to you. I had worked since I was 12 years old in hard manual labor with my father's tree service company. I worked 2 different restaurants as well as interned at a place through my school's work study program. I hated both customer service and office work, but I had also found a love for manual labor. Like you had ever said, every job sucks, but I realized something. The amount of that it sucks varies from person to person based on what profession best suits that individual. Some may prefer the nice climate control office environment, but hate manual labor, whereas the opposite of someone who can love manual labor, but also detest sitting down and typing away all day. I had also come to the, I love how young people are like, hey, I got this flat. No one gives a shit, kid. We figured that out when we were your age. Now shut the fuck up. Holy fuck, you're not going anywhere in life if you can't fucking get to the point. I was not going to become a mechanical engineer myself, rather to impress my other people such as my peers, parents, and my mentor. So I explained this to my mentor and he understood. How long did it take you to explain this to your mentor? Like 8 days? Did he die on the vine from a lack of water? Did you let him take a potty break every once in a while? Did you fucking monopolize his time and hold him hostage? So I explained this to my mentor who understood me and urged me to take the career path I wanted. My exact train of thought was the following. I'm going to work a job for an I will hate. It will pay well, but I can make the same, if not more, money in the trades. I won't be feeding into the Kansas Monday University. I won't be able to get a fuckload of debt career path that I will hate. Although annual labor is no walk in the park, it is thrilling and fulfilling in comparison to its counterparts. It might be tiring. So perhaps it is because I'm so used to it, but generally I like working with a I then recently looked into the school trades schools and decided to go into HVAC, which pays very well in my state. I haven't started classes yet as they start early August. As of recent, my dad has brought up the fact he's going to retire soon. He asked me if I want to take over the company in the future. His company is relatively small, but people love my father's work. He has a good customer base and is loyal to the company, so much so he hardly needs to advertise it. Just waits on people to call him. He's making around $40,000-$50,000 a year. He told me that he could have a lot more, made a lot more money, but chose to spend time with me and the rest of his life. Probably because at the dinner table, you held him there for 3 hours. He said, "How was your day at work, son? Holy," or "How was your day at school, son? Holy fuck. What's that story like? Is that 3.5 hours? Did your mom just start making breakfast because you held your whole family fucking hostage until it was morning again and no one got any rest? Are you sure you don't want to become a professor because you can fucking blather on a lot and say absolutely nothing?" "My dad has friends who made well over six figures, one even became a millionaire through this business. I'm aware that running a business is no simple task, but I'd like to give it a shot. What career path should I pick? Should I go into HVAC or should I take over my dad's company? Or do you think I should not have wasted my time? I had to make you're not capable of anything. If anything, I do the HVAC because usually that's a one-man job and you're not going to be talking anybody's fucking ear off. Like there, you are not, until you learn that you're not the only person on the planet and every second you demand of other people's time is a second of their life that you're taking away, and you better be providing a return on investment of that second of time. Do not go and like, or the tree company. Sure, you could take over your dad's tree company. That's a one-man job, right? No, not mechanical engineering. No, you have to work with people. You'll never get to the point. Lord knows you might actually be able to do it, but if you don't learn to shut the fuck up and get to the point, there's no office job for you. No. So HVAC is fine. That's good. I asked if your dad's tree company makes money. You saw the tax returns. You did see the tax returns. That's good. So you know it makes 40 or 50 grand. That's about what you're going to make in HVAC starting or a couple of years in. But if you don't know how to run a business, if you know how to do the labor, you don't know how to run the business, I don't know. You're going to have your dad train you in. As a side note, here we go. I've been in the master since I was 15. As every generic teenage male, I work out. I'm pretty shredded. I own a sports car. As stupid as that may be my age, I'm a bit philosophical. No, you just talk a lot. I'm seeking the best man I could possibly be. Your videos are awesome. I can't thank you enough. Keep doing what you're doing. Here's my Instagram, the car's Instagram. You have a car Instagram. Yep, so you do have, that's the one good thing. Okay, you do see you have his tax returns. Here's the thing. Where is he going to retire? In the future. Okay, you're not taking over the company now. What I would do is go into HVAC. Okay? Learn to do HVAC, maybe even go off on your own and start an HVAC company, which will teach you how to run a business, right? I'm not even saying that necessarily that you would, do this for the sake of running your own HVAC business. I mean, some on the side, so you go work for a contractor or whatever, and then on the side, you do your own HVAC work, and then you learn to save receipts. You learn the business side of a small little company. Your own little HVAC company. So that when your father retires, if he retires, if you want to take over the company, now you have the business experience to take up. But at the same time, you're not wasting your time. Okay. But until you get focused and you knock it off with this Spurg rando autist shit going on, where you just blather out, you are not management, engineering, college education material, which is fine because most college degrees suck. But you need to fucking focus if you're going to become a mechanical engineer or any other kind of, quote, professional, right? And I don't want you around people if you're going to talk like this, right? So HVAC is good, fine. Working for your dad's company is fine, too. You know, they're taking it over. But I think you can make more in HVAC than $40,000, $50,000 a year. But, you know, maybe you could kick it up a notch. But let's have you get some real world working experience before you take over your dad's company. And he may retire in 10, 15 years. It may be way down the road. You can't just sit there, wait, twiddling your thumbs. But no, college is not for you. Not for you. All right. Yeah. for the Kepi say. Thank you, Jay Solar. Thank you for the $2. Oh, all right. That's it. Questions, answers, assholeconsulting.com. We'll see you guys later. Toodles.